USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump called the Supreme Court's recent decision to allow the release of his tax returns continued political persecution. The 45th president also asserted New York officials are distracting the public from the actual crime in the city, where violence has been reaching new record highs. The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, officials said, but already the picture is becoming clear about what happened to the United Airlines flight on Saturday. The Pratt & Whitney engine failed minutes into United Airlines Flight 328 headed from Colorado to Hawaii, leaving a mild debris in its wake. After the incident, United grounded all of its Boeing 777s. Investigators are looking into metal fatigue as the culprit. United States Air Force B-1B Lancers from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas arrived in Norway on Monday as part of a training mission in Europe, marking the first time U.S. bombers have operated out of the Scandinavian country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As expected, the price of gas will continue to rise. Texas, USA Radio News Bureau's John Clemens has more.
That price is 24 cents higher than a month ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the price could be going even higher.
Average gas prices will likely continue to rise some 5 to 15 cents a gallon over the next 2 weeks, so long as oil prices do not see additional gain.
The increase of 13 cents a gallon is due to 12 refineries being shut down in Texas due to the snowstorm.
Oil prices continue to put pressure on gasoline prices, but are holding near $60 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. But average gas prices soared last week after refinery shutdowns in Texas impacted gasoline production.
The cost of crude oil has played a major role in the increase. AAA also says growing crude prices will continue to rise, causing higher prices at the pump in February. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook censorship continues to silence voices in the community. This time, Facebook shut down El Paso County Sheriff's Officers Association. The administrator, Pete Ferroni, tells Fox News there was no warning, and he claims the group did nothing against community standards.
About a week ago, Valentine's Day, somewhere on the 14th, I started getting some texts from members, and they were asking, hey, what happened to our page? I went on there, and the page was down. I had no idea why. We got one message. From Facebook saying that we violated community standards. There was no, that's very broad. There's absolutely nothing on our page that we've done that would violate community standards.
Combined Law Enforcement Association of Texas, Marvin Riles.
It is a source that we use to communicate with all our members. And not only do we have a website here, Facebook locally, but there's several associations throughout the state that also have these websites. And that's how we communicate. We relay, you know, what each department is doing and how we're supporting our communities.
The last three posts before the site was removed by Facebook, a retirement lunch, a Make-A-Wish event, and a Deputy of the Year award. The site had 800 members. President Biden once said on national television he had been arrested for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol building. It happened on The Late Show with David Letterman back in 2007. After further investigation, there is no evidence Biden was actually arrested for trespassing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.